Libby, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Libby, which industries are struggling the most to close the gender pay gap?
Well, there are a couple of industries where, as you say, we've seen their figures go in the wrong direction, specifically the construction industry. So the construction industry is a male-dominated industry, and for the last 2 years running, their pay gap has got bigger. This is really concerning because it means that whilst employers may have great policies in place, they're not necessarily being translated into real action. So the other industry that I'm concerned about is the healthcare and social assistance industry. That is a female-dominated industry, and yet we still see a pay gap in favour of men, and that pay gap too has widened in the last 2 years. So clearly there's some work, lots of work we still need to do.
The report released yesterday found that the gender pay gap is going backwards in some industries. What is causing this to happen?
Well, if we look at the construction industry, for instance, there was a recent report done by some researchers at UNSW that looked specifically at the construction industry. And what that report said was that whilst construction companies may have great policies and strategies in place in their head offices, these policies and strategies are not being translated and implemented at work sites. So that these very rigid work conditions that are you know, toxic for women as well as for men remain on the work sites. And really, what these organisations need to do is focus on implementing really sound and solid gender equality initiatives and strategies on work sites, because these toxic, rigid work practices are holding women and men back and are stopping women and men from having, from being able to balance their work with their health, with their family lives.
Now, it's been suggested that in addition to the gender pay gap, some women are worse off because of an ethnic pay gap. Does the data in the report reflect this?
We don't collect information around ethnicity. The Workplace Gender Equality Agency and the Workplace Gender Equality Act was put in place to address the historic disadvantage of women in the workplace. We look at what affects the career progression of women and the things that the hurdles, if you like, that women face in the workplace. So we don't specifically collect information around ethnicity.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're speaking with the Director of Workplace Gender Equality Agency, Libby Lyons, about a report into the gender pay gap that was released just yesterday. So, Libby, what actions are organisations taking to address the gender pay gap?
In Australia, we see the gender pay gap as an issue of a broader problem. That's why under the Workplace Gender Equality Act, we collect data on 6 gender equality indicators. And those indicators cover things such as the composition of women and men in the workforce, the number of women and men in management roles, the sorts of initiatives organisations are taking to support employees with caring obligations and things like that. So we collect lots and lots of information, of which pay is just one. We know that we have to tackle all of these things. We have to tackle the lack of women in management. We have to tackle the fact that it's very, very difficult for men to be able to work flexibly in Australia today. We have to tackle the fact that not enough employers are offering parental leave for women and for men. So we have to look at all of these factors, and where we are seeing organisations take positive action, such as trying to get more women into management, increasing the number of men who work flexibly, we are seeing positive steps.
So over in the UK, the Labour Party has suggested to address the problem is to introduce laws that would force companies to make their gender pay gaps public via a searchable database. Do you think something like that here in Australia could help start addressing the problem?
Well, the UK already have that that policy in place. The UK have been collecting pay data for 1 year now, and they in the UK, organisations have to publish their pay gap on their own websites as well as on the UK government's website. So that policy is already in place and has started to work. But they actually looked to us and what we were doing before they put their act in place. As I say, we see the pay gap as a symptom of a bigger problem, and we are trying to address the bigger problem, which is a cultural problem, really, that we have here in Australia. And in doing so, we've been doing it for 5 years. We are the only country in the world collecting the breadth and depth of data around what's happening in terms of gender in workplaces. And we're very proud of that, and we are starting to get international recognition for that. And as a result of that, we have seen the pay gap decline year on year for the 5 years that we've been collecting data. And we are terribly proud of that. It's perhaps not happening as quickly as we would like. So we will, of course, watch what happens in the UK to see if what they're doing makes a discernible difference.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your work in reducing the pay gap. And I look forward to seeing the pay gap shrink even further in the future. Libby, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathaniel.